Hello.
This is Rachel with a callback from customer support. May I please have the zip code associated with the account?
64505.
Okay, 64505.
Uh-huh.
And one moment, please. And if you would also please provide your first and last name.
Danita Sunderland.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to still access information, or I'm still trying to access information. It'll be one moment, please. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information.
That's fine.
Okay, it's about to get there. Still accessing information.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Sunderland, for security purposes, please verify your address.
4618 Hillside Drive, St. Joseph, Missouri, 64505.
Okay, thank you so much. And just one moment, please, while I access the remaining information.
Okay.
Right, I have gotten an account located that shows your name as well as your address, and our system shows that you're calling us about the shopping store membership that came with the gadget offer for the KitchenAid, I think it's KitchenAid gadget here, and how is it that I can assist?
I didn't authorize this payment. I paid a $2.95. So I don't quite understand why it was charged the $56.95 because I didn't authorize that at all.
Okay, well, it shows you paid $7.95 on November 27th. And if
it was how much? $7.95. And what was that for?
The KitchenAid gadget.
Okay, I think I called about this and it was supposed to be canceled.
Okay, well, let me take a look.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am, I'll take a look inside of the account. Do you have a confirmation number?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because it shows it's an active account, and I need to correct something as well. The $7.95, it shows this was actually, it does show that a KitchenAid gadget was offered, but this was actually a sweepstake offer. So you had to actually win this item. And if you win the item, it would be shipped, but per terms and conditions, it did come with a shopping store membership, and there would be a $125 discount coupon or voucher that you would also get. That information is sent to your email. But there is automatic enrollment into the shopping store membership. If you don't call to opt out, you have a 48-hour period to contact the call center. And if you
don't...
Okay,
well, I don't want any of that. I did not realize there was going to be so much to that, or I wouldn't have signed up for it to begin with.
Okay.
So I'd like that refunded back to my account. I'm going to contact my bank and tell them it was a fraud.
I can close it out. That was the option for the offer per terms and conditions. It's really not fraud. It was a misunderstanding for the offer. I can offer a 35% refund on the $56.95 that it shows was billed on yesterday?
Yes. No, I'd need all of it back.
Well, I can refund 50% to meet halfway per terms and conditions if the bank investigated it. It would be based on legal.
No, I'm sure that they would help me on this, but I'd need all of it returned because that was not what I expected.
Well, yes, ma'am, they would help you, but they would be investigation would be based on legal terms and conditions. Do you mind please holding the line?
Okay. That's fine.
All right, I do thank you so much for holding. The $56.95 has been refunded. Please, please allow 3 to 5 business days. It will show reflected back. I have the refund confirmation.
Okay.
That is
what
R.
What is it? Uh-huh.
262.
Uh-huh.
986.
Uh-huh.
950.
950. Okay, thank you. Appreciate
it.
You're
welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.